Roaring River Cultural Alliance is bringing art in its many forms to Gainesboro, Tennessee. We have Valerie Goetz in the studio today to update us on what's happening culturally in Jackson County. It's great to have you today, Valerie.
Thank you very much, Mark. It's good to be here.
Oh, I'm so glad you made the trip over. Wasn't too bad?
Oh, no. The only hiccup I had was my husband decided to empty out my car before I left. And so, it was getting him to hurry up, finish up, so I could be here on time.
Well, and you did great. So tell us a little bit about, I don't know anything about the Roaring River Cultural Alliance, so tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I'd love to. Well, we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization with the goal of bringing art and culture to Gainesboro, Tennessee, because we have a lot of talented people.
Absolutely.
In Jackson County. It's amazing. And what we want to do is we want to empower artists, engage the public, and ignite the community ties through art and bonding together in classes. And it's been amazing to see what we've been able to accomplish in the short period of time we've been an organization.
That's fantastic. Now, when you say the word art, what are some of the different parts of art are you talking about? What types of art are we talking about?
We're talking about visual art. We're talking about horticulture art.
Oh, okay.
We're talking about music and performance arts. We want to encompass all of it and to bring all aspects of it to Jackson County.
Sure. That's amazing. So how did the Roaring River Cultural Alliance come together?
Well, the RRCA was actually born out of the vision of three total strangers who met for lunch on March of 2024. And it took us a little while meeting around the kitchen table to figure out what we wanted to do and did we want to turn this into a 501c3. And by September 11th, we had our 501c3.
Wow, that's quick.
Yes, it was.
That's really quick. I have been through that process for a theater many years ago, and I know it's a lot of paperwork and it's a lot of patience, so that's amazing.
Oh, it was a learning process, boy. and I'm still learning, too.
Sure. Well, that's part of the fun, too. Now, the three of you, I assume, are all artists.
Actually,
maybe you shouldn't make that
assumption. We all dabble in the arts,
okay.
But unfortunately, one of our members did have to drop out. She had developed breast cancer, so she's not active with the organization anymore. But the other founder, she is a nurse practitioner, and myself, by education, I'm an isotope geochemist.
Wow.
So, but I've been doing pottery as a business for over 25 years.
That's so, one of the things that I think is so interesting, particularly where artists are concerned, is so many artists, they have to have a regular job. I mean, they have to be able to, you can't always make money on the art side of things. I wish you could. But so that's interesting. So you've art has always been a part of your life, even though you pursued some other.
That is correct. It has
career
always
goals.
Been a part of my life. That's right.
Since you were little,
I learned to make pine needle baskets as a small child. It was a cultural thing, and from there it just grew.
Oh, okay. All right. I just think that's really, really interesting. So the artists who get involved with this are not only from Jackson County, though, right?
That is correct. They're from all over.
Okay.
We've had, people come from Cookeville area as well as Monterey.
Mm-hmm.
We actually had some from California come in and join us, and just a variety of different places. So we're starting to draw from the entire Upper Cumberland area, and that's exciting.
That is exciting. I know it's a bit of an old cliche, but I do love that expression, if you build it, they will come. And it sounds like you have provided something and artists have come to you, which which that is just correct. So exciting. We're going to take a short break, but when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about the impact that the RRCA has made on their community. So once again, I am speaking with Valerie Goetz of the Roaring River Cultural Alliance. And we are back with Valerie Goetz of the Roaring River Cultural Alliance. So I was going to ask you about the I'm always amazed at the impact that the arts can make on a community. I've lived now in Cookeville. I'm not originally from this area, but I've lived here over 30 years. Part of what drew me to this area was what I saw as the theatrical community in Cookeville, the arts community, the music. There's so much music in this community. It's always amazing. And the artists do seem to sort of come out of the woods in many ways. So what do you feel? How do you feel the impact has been on the Gainesville Jackson County community of the RRCA?
Well, so far in our less than a year old organization, we have hosted 40 plus low cost or free art workshops and events.
Wow.
And that's a lot of people to involve. It
Absolutely.
Really is. And the stories that we hear from the people who participate are just fantastic. In fact, our dance instructor is 80 years old.
My goodness.
She is a world-class competitor. And she was telling me just the other day that all of her friends had passed away and that this organization, she says, I finally have something that I can be involved in, that I can feel like I'm doing something. I'm making a difference. And the other day, she taught a sewing class, a hand sewing class, to 11 people from ages 6 to 82. And it
Wow.
was a room full of just laughter and hoots and hollers. It was just great.
I love that. That's fantastic. So were there any other stories maybe that have stood out to you that you could share with us?
Gosh, I have stories that could last all day long.
well, maybe just a little bit.
Just one more. How about that? We held our second annual art exhibition in May, and one of the young ladies who won Best of Show came up to me, and she had tears in her eyes, and she said that her career has always been people,
mm-hmm.
and that she had gotten very sick and was unable to do her job anymore, and so she had to quit, and she felt like she was floundering.
Mm.
And for Christmas, her son had given her a macrame kit.
Okay.
And so she wound up with us at the exhibition, and she was telling us at how much that macrame kit and the fact that she had a wall hanging she had done that had won Best of Show had just given her new focus, new direction, and gave her self-esteem that she had lost.
That's fantastic. That is really fantastic. I was just reading an article the other day with a you know public figure, and she was talking about recently taking up knitting. And she said she had taken up knitting as a way to avoid at what she called doom scrolling on her cell phone. And because she said when you're into the practice, the art, the craft of knitting, it keeps your focus. And I just thought, well, that is so interesting because it does. We get so caught up in, you know, that thing with the phone.
And it's so easy just to get in your own head.
Right.
And, you know, for the mental health aspect, art keeps you balanced.
Yeah, I would think so. I would think so. That's so interesting. I did have a question about the Art Mart. What is the Art Mart?
The Art Mart just opened up in July.
Okay.
And so it's still very new, but it is completely... Oh, goodness, what's a good word for it? It is a marketplace for art supplies and craft supplies.
Oh.
And all of the materials have been donated by the community or outside of the community. And all of the materials are, we have no price tags on them. So you come in, you take what you want, you take what you need. If you'd like to make a donation, you may. If you don't, take it anyway. The only thing we ask is that if you don't use it, bring it back so it'll benefit somebody else in the community.
Oh, that's fantastic. We're going to take another short break, but when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about Art Mart and kind of how this idea came about, because
okay.
It sounds just brilliant. Once again, I'm talking with Valerie Goetz of the Roaring River Cultural Alliance. We'll be right back. And we're back with Valerie Goetz of the Roaring River Cultural Alliance. So we were just talking about the Art Mart. Tell us a little bit more. How did the idea of the Art Mart, it just sounds like a wonderful opportunity to provide artists with tools and things.
It is an amazing opportunity, and I wish I could take credit for thinking of this. But unfortunately, the idea came from my daughter, who lives in the greater Cincinnati area,
okay.
where a store called Indigo Hippo is located. And I spoke with the organizers of the Indigo Hippo, and they directed me to the Crafty Thrift Mart in Durham, North Carolina. And so between connecting with all of these other organizations, I learned how their organizations work and what was a good model and plan to develop the Art Mart.
And, oh, that sounds so great. Plus, it's such a catchy name, the
Olympic.
Art Mart. I do love that. You mentioned Cincinnati. I was just up there about a year ago for a concert, but I was amazed at some of the little artsy areas that are up there. I just thought it was really cool. But that's not what we're talking about today. So what are some of the challenges that you feel like are faced by either the Roaring River Cultural Alliance or the Art Mart?
Well, for a young organization, we've been fortunate to already have gotten 2 grants from the Tennessee Arts Commission.
Fantastic.
Which has been wonderful. But most of our donations are in kind as opposed to financial.
Right.
And unfortunately, I can't take art supplies to the electric company and pay for the bill that way.
Right.
So we do need financial donations as well as in-kind donations. Clean out your closet. We'll take it. We'll be happy to take it. And we need donations of time.
Okay.
Getting volunteers and teachers. Oh, we're hungry for teachers. So if you're good at something, we'd love to have you. We really would. Now, we're fortunate that because of the generosity of the Meadows family, we have a place for the Art Mart and a classroom space in exchange for making improvements to our building. And
that's great.
Our big hurdles right now is that our air conditioner for the building is... Well, it is a window unit that has an analog clock as a timer.
Oh, my goodness.
And it has died.
Oh, dear.
And so we need heat and air, and we need bathroom facilities. These are two big things that are major. So, you know, as we continue to grow, if we can have volunteers, donors, and people who believe in our mission,
and being a 501c3 company, it seems like the kind of thing, you know, a business might want to come on as a sponsor and be able to do things like put a couple of bathrooms in or something.
I would love
if you're out there.
I would love it. I would love it. And hey, they could have free art classes for life if they did that.
That is an amazing opportunity. So what are some of the what kind of things do you have coming up at the Roaring River Cultural Alliance?
Well, we've got a Jewelry 101 class where we have a very accomplished jewelry artist, Risha Leone, is teaching the class, and we've got 5 classes left. But it's a type of class where a beginner could just walk in, sit down, and pick up exactly where we are. Risha is a very good instructor. Then we're doing a series of classes that'll go all the way up until right before Christmas called Generations Connected, where we're bonding a child and an adult together to work on an art project together. And so
Oh, wow.
this is This is something perfect if you've got a niece or a nephew and your aunt or an uncle, an older sibling with a younger sibling. Of course, grandmothers, you name it.
Sure, and the generations encouraging one another through artistic pursuits. That's fantastic.
That's right. We'll be doing our first polymer clay class. It will be September the 6th, and then we have a whole group of crafty and artistic classes, everything from creating vinyl record art to fuzzy pumpkins and enchanted gardens.
So. Oh, that's fantastic. Now, is there a place they can go online to find out some of this information?
Unfortunately, we haven't got a website
yet.
Something that's on our to-do list. But
I bet there is somebody out there that maybe could volunteer their time to do that, too.
That would be wonderful. That really would. But they can also follow us on Facebook under the Roaring River Cultural Alliance. And, of course, they can always call us at 931-809-8445.
Well, Valerie, it has been an absolute delight talking with you today. And best of luck with the Roaring River Cultural Alliance and the Art Mart. It sounds like you guys are just doing some amazing work in Jackson County. And it's just been an absolute pleasure talking with you today.
I've enjoyed it, too. Thank you so much for having me.